And now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you. Remember, Jerry, keep warm. Whatever you do, keep warm. And welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend. It's a little windy and cold out there, but please settle in and give us an hour of your time tonight. We'll try to make it worth your while. Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so, of course, we are welcoming your participation out there. Feel free to call. Our lines are totally open right now. Forget about that World Series. Who cares about that? It's not like there's a Bay Area team in it, so... And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and maybe even Halloween. So again, that's 415-841-4134. Excuse me. I'd like to just to bring something to your attention. I'll be doing the questions and try to make an entertaining evening of it on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, at the Grand Oaks Restaurant in Oakland. If any of you would like to come by and play, it's totally free. It starts at 7:30, so it's Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. at the Grand Oaks Restaurant in Oakland. It's free. Come by and come and join our game. There'll be some good players there, and you can meet me if you haven't had a chance to do that. I know it to be terribly exciting for everybody. And again, so Grand Oaks Restaurant, trivia game, 7:30 on Tuesday on Grand Avenue in Oakland. So that being said, I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter. Again, that's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you would like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And since the lovely Debbie Kennedy is here tonight, the podcast will be put up with haste, I'm sure, but efficiently done at kalw.org. So, well, that all out of the way, let's start with a round of introductions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman is willing to give President Obama the number of his unflappable computer guru in exchange for a night in the Lincoln bedroom. By yourself?
Well, I don't know.
Getting personal there.
Maybe he'll introduce me to Samantha Power.
All right.
After reading Ronan and Mia Farrow's comments in Vanity Fair, Pauline Teichman thinks she, too, has an uncanny resemblance to old blue eyes.
Yes.
Okay. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is, as always, looking forward to giving out candy this Halloween. His costume will be his regular street attire, a little something he picked up at the Emmett Kelly estate sale.
So, that is us. I'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay, I'll give you the epitaphs of half a dozen celebrities, and you tell me who lies beneath. Some of these are easy, some are not so easy.
All right.
Okay, I'll read them all off.
This is your Halloween theme?
Yeah, sort of, yes.
All right. A little.
It works.
That's all, folks, is the first one. The next, the best is yet to come. There goes the neighborhood. She did it the hard way. I'm a writer, but then nobody's perfect. The entertainer, he did it all. And I had a lover's quarrel with the world. I'll let you guess. Maybe I'll let you guess one each.
So that's all, folks, Mel Blanc?
That's right.
That's the one I knew.
That's the easy one.
All right.
You better
go through the other ones.
The best
more.
Is yet to come. There goes the neighborhood. She did it the hard way. I'm a writer, but then nobody's perfect. The entertainer, he did it all, and I had a lover's quarrel with the world. I would think you would get through.
Is one of them Frank Sinatra?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You have to actually
He did
answer.
It his way.
You have to actually answer the question, not ask a question.
He did it his way. Is that Frank Sinatra?
That is Sinatra.
All right, there you go.
No, I'm sorry. No, it isn't. It is not him. Not Frank Sinatra.
All right, well, he's one of them, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right, the entertainer, no?
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's yours, Pauline? Oh, you got that's all, folks. Okay, so you guys
that's
are...
That's what I get for not hanging around graveyards more often.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And Pauline, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, so my first one's just a quick one. What is sawinophobia?
Can you spell that, please?
Yes. S-A-M-A-N-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. Hainophobia.
Seminophobia?
Sawinophobia.
Sawinophobia.
We have Debbie Kennedy who knows.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get it first.
Is that like afraid of Halloween or trick-or-treaters?
Yes, it's absolutely afraid of Halloween, which is why I started out with that, and I'm going to go on.
Right.
So since we're on the Halloween theme now, name Billboard's top 10 Halloween tunes.
Of all time?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Halloween tunes. I can't think of one.
Monster Mash.
Monster Mash is number two, absolutely.
Yeah. I've never heard of a Halloween tune.
We did the Mash. We did the...
Casper,
it's my favorite
the Casper
one.
The Ghost?
No, not on there.
That's all I
They're
can
actually
do.
A top favorite 100, Halloween but tunes. I thought I'd yeah. restrict it to
that
top
would take
10.
A while.
I know.
Favorite.
Have
Halloween
you ever heard of these, Pauline?
I've heard of half.
Wow.
Hmm.
I can't think of a single...
Monster Mash. What else could it be? Favorite Halloween tunes. Is there anything older than Monster Mash on that list?
I'm sure there are.
And they're specifically
and
tied to Halloween,
well.
Or they're just scary themes?
Well, they're considered Halloween tunes. So this was the latest. What they did is they listened. They looked last year what got most play on radio at that period of the year.
Okay.
To
I don't
promote
know.
Halloween.
But they have to be Halloween themed.
Right. Well, Halloween themed-ish. When you think of everything associated with Halloween.
The Thriller, Michael
Absolutely.
Jackson.
That's number one.
Wow. Yeah. What's that? Oh, that's the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, the one with the zombies.
Even I know that. Is that a Halloween theme? I don't know.
Well, it's zombies.
Oh, it's about zombies? Okay.
Huh. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So I would say yes.
Repeat the question, would you please?
Okay. Name Billboard's top 10 Halloween tunes. So we've got number one is Thriller, and number two is Monster Mash. We're waiting for the rest.
All right. And the number to join us, we have some lines open right now, is area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter at KALW with the number for you, 415-841-4134. Okay. What city in the United States proclaims itself the Halloween capital of the U.S.?
San Francisco.
Morton, I think it's Morton, Illinois, something like that.
No.
No?
San Francisco.
No.
Huh.
Want to take another guess? What city in the U.S. proclaims itself the Halloween capital of America?
Is there a connection?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Because I was thinking Morton because of pumpkins.
It's not about trick-or-treating, really. So it's not.
It's not about horror. The name of the town.
Horror.
You're more on the right track.
Okay.
But it's not about the name. It's not. I mean, it's
like Amityville or something.
Yeah,
well, that's good.
But no.
But no.
Not Amityville. Okay. All right. And this is according to. Let's see. This poll was done by. I don't know. It was some. I think it was Parents Magazine, actually. These are the five least favorite non-candy food items given out for a trick-or-treating in the U.S. These are the five least favorite amongst kids non-candy food items.
Oh.
Food items.
Oh, food items
given
oh.
out in the United States.
So,
I'll give you a quick guess.
Wheat germ.
And apples. Apples.
No, not apples. Oh. No, and not wheat germ. It's not quite that that far.
Least favorite.
Yes, but it's food items, but
so
they're not candy.
They're not candy.
Banana.
No, but it's something you obviously don't look forward to, really.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Doesn't mix with the candy. So again, this is, I think it's according to Parents Magazine. These are the five least favorite non-candy food items given out to trick-or-treaters in the U.S.
I don't know.
And
I
got some of these as a kid, a couple of them, I remember.
I got an apple. That's about the most thing.
Apple. Just move along. Go to the next house.
I know.
Other fruits, like oranges.
There are no fruits on here.
Okay.
So, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, how are you? My name's Tim. I'm from Worcester, Massachusetts, originally.
Hi.
I can hear it. I can hear it.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
What's the math?
Yeah, I'm watching Marky Mark park the car in Harvard Yard. It's the Boston Red Sox play on against the St. Louis Cardinals. But I'm here in San Francisco visiting, and I thought I may have one of the answers to the top 10 Halloween theme music songs.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I guess I had Thriller correct, and my brother had Monster Mash correct. Is one of them the Ghostbusters movie?
Absolutely.
Oh, very
number
good.
Three.
Very good.
Perfect.
All right. Hey, and the other one last thing I'll say is I never liked getting a toothbrush in my Halloween bag as a kid.
I don't blame you.
Dentist.
Not a toothbrush. Though.
Who's ahead in the game?
Hey, you guys take care and keep rocking like dogs.
Who's ahead in the ball game?
It's 1-1 right now.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Last time I checked. Hey, everyone, take care. Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
I love that accent.
Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi. My name is Wayne. I'm San Francisco native.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi. I have a correct guess for the wordings or terminology above past dead people that are famous.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Frank Sinatra, the best is yet to come.
That's correct.
There you go.
There you go. Any others?
Least favorite candy, food item, maybe Rice Krispies, that mixture you make into squares.
No, not that.
Marshmallow squares.
Yeah. Rice Krispie treats.
Okay. That's the best I could do for you folks.
Well, thank you very much.
Those are good. We like those.
Yeah, I like those too.
And not popcorn.
Not popcorn. No. They're all, as I said, they're all food items, but it's not candy-related.
Are any of them non-sweet?
Most of them, I think.
Yes.
Like a tuna sandwich?
No.
Here you are, Sonny.
There was a guy in my neighborhood when I was a kid who gave out support your local police bumper stickers instead
really?
Of in lieu of anything else.
Oh,
yes.
God. That's great.
Yeah. And the number to join us is
by giving them business.
Area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, what famous actor is rather tenuously related to Abraham Lincoln? Lincoln's half-first cousin, five times removed on his grandmother Lucy Hanks' side.
Tom Hanks?
No, that's a very good guess.
Although I thought I read someplace he actually did have somebody, I think, relation to.
That's not who I have.
Okay.
No. Somebody that
caliber.
Yeah.
Somebody that would surprise us, right?
My old high school classmate, Tom Hanks.
You can kind of figure it out if you know. How can I tell you this without giving it away? If you know something about his family.
They come from Illinois?
I'm not telling you. Something like that.
Or Kentucky? George Clooney? It is George Clooney.
How did you know that?
Because I know he came from Kentucky.
I know he did. I know Rosemary Clooney was from Kentucky.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think he was born in Kentucky.
So I gave it away, as usual. Very good.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, George Clooney.
Okay.
Clients, anyway.
Okay, give us another question.
Okay. There's a company called Interbrand that's a corporate identity and brand consultant firm, and they made a list of the 10 most valuable brands. So let's see how many
in the world
get.
Or in the United States?
In the United States. They're all United States. Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Most valuable brand. Now, when you say a brand, there's a product involved.
Yeah.
Okay. Apple.
Like a physical product, you know. Like not like a Google or something.
Well, no. Some are not a physical product.
All right.
Some are a service.
Okay, because I was thinking like Apple.
Apple.
Apple's number one.
Very okay. Good.
Then Google must be on there.
Google's number two.
Facebook? Right.
They're not too obscure, obviously.
Now, is Facebook on there?
What?
Facebook?
No.
Oh, that's for us.
Okay.
We'll leave it out. I'll repeat the question.
Okay, what are the top 10 most valuable brands, American brands?
Mm, okay.
Some are products, some are services.
All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We hope you're enjoying our show and having a nice evening. And please feel free to give us a call if you have a question or answer. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening, Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing, Pauline?
Good. How are you?
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. favorite... item items. How about candy corn?
I love candy corn. That's one of my favorite candies of all time. No, not candy corn.
But that's candy.
It has
that's
to
candy.
Be. These are. It's a non. It had to be non-candy items.
Oh, non-candy items.
Yeah.
How about dental floss?
No. No, that's their food. No, let me repeat the question. The five least favorite non-candy food items given out on Halloween in the United States.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay, back to your question, Jerry, on brands. How about Coca-Cola? Oh.
Coca-Cola is number three.
Wow.
You got the first three. Very good, guys.
She did it the hard way. It's Betty Davis.
That's right.
There you go.
Very good.
All right. And now top 40 songs at this time of year apropos.
Top 10, but
about Spooky by the Classics Four.
I don't have that one.
Oh, what a shame. Or I Put a Spell on You by Screaming Jay Hawkins.
That's good.
That's good, but not on here either.
Oh.
Now, I have to say, I looked at several.
Too esoteric.
I looked at several lists, but I went with Billboard's lists, and this is the latest one. This is this year's.
Yeah.
You know, basically.
Well, I don't think Spooky would be on there because, well, it's so frightening, and love is so crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Well,
ew.
That just bleeds Halloween. Okay, we're done.
All right.
At least we're good there.
Thank you,
Pauline. How about I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You?
And you don't stand a ghost of a chance with the answer either.
How many do you have so far?
We have three, so
right.
We're missing.
Are
seven.
Any of them classic standards? No, probably not.
Classic standards.
I mean, like the one
some,
I just
there's
named.
Some very well-known people on here, like in terms of. Yeah, there's some pretty well-known.
Like the song I just mentioned as a standard, yeah.
But no.
Okay.
All right.
I'd go more to.
Okay.
Maybe the popular
pop,
music
pop,
side
yeah.
of things.
Full Moon and Empty Arms?
Yeah. Well, no, that's not a ghost song.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David Price Weldy.
Hi, David.
Hi. Boy, it's windy over here. In
everywhere.
Area. I wanted to ask, or I had a guess for two questions. For Jerry's, would NBC Universal be one of the brands?
No, it would not.
Okay, and then for non-candy food items for Halloween, would one be popcorn balls?
No.
Okay. My question then I have is, where was the first radio broadcast from an airplane?
Where?
It's in the air.
Was there a special occasion involved?
Not that I know of.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Where? For you mean from what plane or where it was?
In California.
Where did it come from?
There was a radio broadcast that was the first from an airplane.
Oh, okay.
And I'm asking where you.
You mean what station or the city?
The city.
I see.
San Jose.
Close.
That's good. That's good. San Jose. Close. Close.
Used to be an airfield, no longer is.
Oh, Moffett?
Chrissy Field.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh,
interesting.
Have a good night. Thanks for the show.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
And
Pauline.
Yes.
Okay.
I know your name.
So since we're on the theme of Halloween, Americans purchase nearly 600 million pounds of candy a year, so I'm going to ask some candy-related questions. So first question is, what was the first individually wrapped penny candy? And the second one is, how did the name Pez for the popular candy come about? And where does the term gobstopper originate? So we'll start with those.
Well, Pez is actually a foreign word.
It's a German.
German.
It's German.
Czechoslovakian or something.
No,
it comes from a word,
German,
but it's
or
not a word.
I've seen it before.
But it's not an English word.
No.
So you want the word it comes from or the country it comes from? Or the derivation?
Word it comes from.
Where?
Like how it got formed, because it's not an actual word.
So it's short, Pez, for short for something?
It's short for something.
I've seen that.
And word. Penny candy, what was that word?
The first individually wrapped penny candy.
Is this candy still here around?
Oh, yeah.
Tootsie Rolls.
Yes, your favorite. I thought you'd get that one.
Yeah, it's not my
and
favorite.
And then the other part was, where does the term gobstopper originate?
Gobstopper. What does that even mean?
Well, gob is the mouth.
Exactly.
And so it was big enough to occupy you so you couldn't
talk?
Like
a jawbreaker?
Right.
A jawbreaker?
That's exactly. It's another name for a jawbreaker.
All right.
You got it.
All right.
Okay, so the only one still out is the Pez.
I think we've had something about Pez. You asked something.
I haven't asked the origin of the name, no. Yeah. I didn't ask that.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, okay. Well, I have some guesses about songs, but my songs are probably way too old.
No, not necessarily.
Not for Jerry.
There's no such thing. There's no such thing.
They're too young for Jerry and too old for everybody else. Witchy Woman?
No, that's a really good one, but it's not on there. But that's
Purple People Eater?
Oh, that's good.
No, that's very
I like
good.
That.
Very
that
good.
That is a good one.
And Season of the Witch?
No.
I'm too old and too young.
No, not at all. These
you
are
don't
all good ones.
You don't sound too old at all.
Okay, so my guess on a brand name is Kleenex?
Oh, for the...
The brand.
For Jerry.
Yeah,
right.
The
Your
worldwide
top
brand.
Brands.
Kleenex?
What kind of a peanut?
Kleenex.
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 No, Kleenex is not it. Very good guess. No, it's not
okay.
Kleenex.
Okay, thanks a lot.
It said peanuts.
Thank you, Ruha. Bye-bye.
How about The Thing?
That's good, too.
No, those are all good ones. I mean, there was a long list. I saw a list of 100, but I chose the top 10.
Phil Harris.
Yeah.
Okay.
His biggest hit ever.
Huh?
His biggest hit.
No, I think that's what I like about the South.
Oh, is it?
Most of these are, like, my generation music, so.
Yeah, well, I figured that. You kids.
I didn't make the list.
Well, you're not a kid anymore, but.
Oh, don't be mean.
Well,
oh, my
in
God.
A literal
stop
term,
it, stop it.
A literal
stop
term. It. Spiritually, you'll never age.
Yeah.
All right.
Trying to climb out of that.
Yeah, and it's not working.
All right, I have a list of, this is for 2013. These are the six favorite, in other words, the biggest selling celebrity Halloween masks this
year. Oh, you do this every year.
Yes.
Yeah.
These are the six favorite celebrity Halloween masks as for 2013.
Miley Cyrus.
That was could be one.
That's a good guess. Her costume, in other words,
her costume really sold,
is a big seller
I read
this year,
that
but
yeah.
not a mask.
Actually,
not
both
the
mask. Of her costumes.
No,
true.
But a costume, yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking for the six favorite celebrity Halloween masks for, and they're all extremely well-known people, obviously.
From TV shows, I would think. Characters, no?
No.
Some, like, things,
not characters.
From,
these are just
Snowden.
None of them are characters.
These are people in public life.
Okay.
Not Edward Snowden.
Not Edward Snowden.
Putin.
No, not
well, in the
Putin.
Past, it's always been like the president, like Obama, Barack Obama, but...
Not Barack Obama this year.
How about Hillary Clinton?
She is in the top 10, but she's not in the top six.
Cruz. Ted Cruz.
No, not yet anyway.
Should be.
Yeah, should be. Scary enough the way it is now. All right, so again, I'm looking for, these are the six favorite celebrity Halloween masks as of 2013. Okay, all very well-known people in public life. And the number
also
to
all alive?
Yes, all alive.
Okay.
No, there's no Warner Baxter mask or anything like that.
Well, like Nixon used
Toadie
to be popular.
Toadie Fields.
Oh, yeah.
Nixon used to be very
popular.
Yeah,
that's
very
true.
Popular.
That's true. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter at 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hi, you there, caller? No? Sorry about that. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, Halloween mask.
Yes.
The Kardashians or Lindsay Lohan?
Oh.
Neither one.
Huh.
Hmm. Least favorite foods, carrot and celery.
Yes. Oh. Carrot sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Yep. No celery, but carrot sticks.
Very good.
And then American brands.
Yeah.
Was Apple mentioned?
Yeah, that's number one. That we mentioned that Danny got that right away.
Right away.
No,
yeah.
I got mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We do enjoy bringing it to you. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman, photographer and teacher Pauline Teichman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And feel free to give us a call at 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Okay. On the this is Donna, and I'm calling about the most known brands.
Yeah.
How about Gucci?
No.
Gap?
Gap, no.
Chanel?
No.
I would think those were international.
Right.
They are. And these are all international, I think. But
Boeing?
What was that?
Boeing?
Boeing, no.
Okay. Jell-O?
No.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
They're much more timely. These are all much more topical.
All right. Okay.
Most of them.
Tell us which ones you have so far.
We have the top three, Apple, Google, and Coca-Cola.
Okay. Apple, Google, and Coca-Cola. How about Microsoft?
Number five. Very good.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
Okay, I have a guess for least favorite Halloween candies.
It's not candy. Not candy.
One of treats.
Right.
Is one of them raisins?
Yes, raisins are number one.
Oh, yes, yeah. Number one,
very
yeah.
good.
A little box of raisins, yeah.
Peanuts?
No, not... Well, I'm going to take it because there's just a generic nuts here. So, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
good enough.
That's good.
Okay. And for American brands, is Mars or M&M's one of them?
No, it is not.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, still looking for the five least favorite non-candy food items given out in the U.S. So far, we have raisins, nuts, and carrot sticks. All right.
I like two out of three.
Move along to the next one.
Yeah. But not on Halloween.
Not on Halloween.
No.
And your turn, isn't it?
Okay. Okay, I'm going to give you the titles of songs for famous TV shows. You tell me the TV show.
You mean they were the theme songs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think there are about three to six. Okay, let me read them all. First one, Making Our Dreams Come True. Thank You for Being a Friend. The Street Beater. Street Beater, one word. Then Came You. The Toy Parade. There's a New Girl in Town. And Falling.
Okay.
I'll run through those one more time. Making Our Dreams Come True. Thank You for Being a Friend. The Street Beater. Then Came You. The Toy Parade. There's a New Girl in Town and Falling.
Oh, the worst is that I can sing almost every word to the first two songs, and I'm blocking on the show.
Well, you can.
Making Our Dreams
Thank
Come
you
True.
For being a friend, we've traveled down the road and back again.
Yeah.
All right,
your
very good.
Your heart is you're and a confidant.
It's Golden Girls.
I was going to say that, and then I thought, no.
It's not Golden Girls?
Oh, wait, for Making Our Dreams Come
Thank
True?
You. Thank
no,
you
no.
for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
I think that is. Hold on, wait, I got to look it up.
Making Our Dreams Come
sorry.
True, I know also.
I think we're, yeah.
Oh, Making Our Dreams Come True is
yes.
Laverne and
Thank
Shirley.
You for being, Thank You for Being a Friend is Golden Girls.
Right.
First one's Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley is
right,
correct.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And the other ones are, again?
Okay, The Street Beater.
Street
Famous
Beater.
Show. The Toy Parade, There's a New Girl in Town, and There's No Place Like Home.
The New Girl in Town, I should know that. New Girl in Town. That's not Mary Tyler Moore, is it?
There's New Girl in Town. Yes, that is. I think so.
I don't know.
It's right when she tosses her hat.
No.
I think so.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Huh.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you.
Hi, guys. It's Alec in San Francisco.
Hello.
I also think New Girl in Town is the Mary Tyler Moore Show. But
no, it is not.
All right.
Well, it should be. It should be, no. But no.
All right. So I think that I read in a comic book when I was a teenager that Salem, Massachusetts is the Halloween capital of...
Oh, yes.
You're absolutely right.
That makes sense.
Very good.
Yep.
Where all the witches are.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I blanked on Halloween songs, so my question for you guys is, Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi acted together in 7 films.
Oh.
Name 4 of them.
Okay. Let's see.
Dracula is probably one of them.
No.
Okay.
Let's see. We have The Black Cat.
That's one.
The Raven.
That's two.
Gift of Gab.
That's three.
The Invisible Ray.
That's four.
Black Friday.
Yep.
Let's see. The
two more.
The Body Snatcher.
Yep. One more.
Very good. I knew you. I knew you would knock this out of the park.
This last one.
What decade is the last one in?
It is from 1940.
So Black Friday is from 1940. What else is from 1940? Not Black Friday. Which? Oh, they were both in Son of Frankenstein. Yeah.
That's
yes.
not the one I'm thinking of. Let
All right.
me investigate that claim. But there's another movie they were definitely both in 1940.
What am I missing here? Oh, I can't think of it.
It's called You'll Find Out.
You'll Find Out. Oh, Kay Kaiser. It's a Kay Kaiser film. Oh, my God.
Kay Kaiser and Boris Karloff in the same movie.
Bela Lugosi, yeah.
God.
A cast of thousands.
Yeah.
Yep, you are right. Bela Lugosi was also in Son of Frankenstein
right.
as Igor. In fact, that's probably his best performance.
His best role ever, yeah.
So that makes eight. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Give him two bells. Come on.
All right. Thank you.
Happy Halloween.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
There was a movie on Turner Classics last week where Boris Karloff is billed as just Karloff.
Wow.
They did that right after Frankenstein. They started billing him like that for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Which movie was it?
I don't remember. White Zombie or something?
Oh, not White Zombie.
I don't know. I don't know what
they did that. Universal did that for a few
That's
years.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's like Rochester.
I'm sure they often got mistaken for each other. And next call. And Cher. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Sid. How are you?
Good.
So the fact is credit cards played a big role into really harming the U.S. economy because it changed country of savers to country of debtors.
Well, so what's the first part of that
credit
again?
Cards.
Country of people saving money.
Oh, yeah, okay.
A little expository.
Country of debtors, which
okay.
people who are, the average debt in credit card is tremendous, huge. I
right.
forget how much it is, but at least over $10,000.
Okay.
That is average. Okay, so when was the first credit card pretty much invented that was offered to normal consumers?
Well, I think
there was some before.
Diners Club, I remember.
Very good. What was the occasion and who invented it?
I don't know who invented it. The occasion. Well, it's no occasion.
No, it was an American guy.
What's that?
Was an American person.
American guy, okay.
Yeah.
Somebody well-known other than for that?
Well... Yeah, he was the head of the Donner Club. What is his name?
Oh, I don't know.
Duncan
no.
Hines or...
Frank McNamara. Frank McNamara.
He's not that.
And
okay.
what was the occasion? He went to a restaurant one time with a bunch of his friends.
He was broke.
He didn't have any money in his pocket.
Yeah.
And next day he initiated that thing.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounded good. So the other question is, which I will leave to your audience, not to you. The Liberty Bell was cracked on three different occasions. Don't please answer if you know. Let's leave that to the audience.
Okay. All right.
I know one. It was cracked three different times?
Well, there are different times, yes.
Because it had been repaired at one point and cracked again.
Yes, oh, really? It was repaired. Yeah.
Oh,
but
well, I know the first, the famous one I know.
Right. Okay, we'll leave it out.
Leave it out, and it'll be good to hear your...
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Remember that movie, The Man from the Diners Club with Danny Kaye?
I remember the title. Yeah. I never saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Eric and Hayward. How are you?
Good, thank you.
A new girl in town is from Alice.
Oh, very
Correct.
Good. Very good.
Very good.
And I have a brand guess. Is it Marlboro?
No. Oh, no.
Oh, I wish
okay. Not anymore.
Philip Morris, I guess.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
is that it? Oh, okay.
Altaria? What's the name of the company?
Oh, Altera,
Altera,
or something like
Altaria,
that.
Altaria, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, if you have anything.
My question is, among the 100 largest American cities, three of them are named after Roman citizens, and an additional one is named after a Roman resident who was not a citizen. Can you name these four cities?
Well, it's very weird you should ask that question, because I had a question I was going to use later that sort of impinged on that, but that's okay.
Augusta?
I know the largest... U.S. city named after a Roman general is Cincinnati, Ohio.
Mm.
Right, that's one
Great
of them.
Cincinnati.
How about Augusta, Georgia?
That's good.
No.
Okay.
That's not among the top 100.
And we're not talking about Rome, New York, or anything like that.
No.
So they have to be named after citizens of Rome.
Yeah, or, two more citizens and then one non-citizen resident.
Two more citizens and one non-citizen resident. Citizen resident.
So.
This requires a little more thought.
Philadelphia? Was that named after a...
No. What part of the country are they in?
Let's see.
I don't know how much this is going to help, but...
One is in the north. One is in the south. And let me see. Oh, two of them in the south. One is way up north.
North. Okay.
Hmm.
You say named after Roman generals?
No, the Roman citizens, and the one I got was named after a Roman general.
Roman citizens.
One of them is named after a Roman general who later became emperor.
Oh.
Adrian. No. Oh, gosh. We don't know. We'd have to think about it. If you want to leave it out, we can let other people try to answer it.
Okay.
All right. You can call us back later on in the show. Are you there? Okay. And Pauline, it's your turn, I believe.
Okay, so since I'm staying with the theme of Thanksgiving, so two questions. Quick one, what were the first jack-o'-lanterns made from? And second one is a little bit longer. So I'm going to give you some films with famous vampires. Tell me the actor who played that vampire. And I think I'm limiting you guys to one each because otherwise you're going to just go through all.
I know nothing about vampire movies.
Nosferatu, The Horror of Dracula, Love at First Bite, The Hunger, Bram Stoker's Dracula, The Lost Boys, Shadow of the Vampire, Blade, Underworld, Transylvania 65000, Vampire's Kiss, and From Dusk Till Dawn.
You want the star?
Yes.
You want the person that played the
person who played the vampire.
Love at First Bite, I think, was George Hamilton.
Correct. That's yours.
Yeah, that's the only one I know.
And Nosferatu, at least the original Nosferatu.
Yes, the 1922 one.
Is Max Schreck.
Exactly, which I love.
Means terror in German, by the way.
Well right? Named, but it's probably the only vampire movie I've ever seen, but I love it.
Yeah. And, well, you better read over the other ones again.
Okay, so the rest of the list is, I'm looking for who played the vampire in these. Horror of Dracula, The Hunger, Once Bitten, no, I'm sorry, I didn't read that one before. Bram Stoker's Dracula, The Lost Boys, Shadow of the Vampire, Blade, Underworld, Transylvania 65000, Vampire's Kiss, and From Dusk Till Dawn.
All right. So we should repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet, Jerry?
I'm looking for the shows that these theme songs were the themes for. Making Our Dreams Come True, did you guess that one?
Yes, we got that.
Yeah, and you got, okay, Thank You for Being a Friend. We don't have that.
Huh? We got that, too.
Okay, oh, yeah. Boss of Me, I'm sorry, The Street Beater, you didn't get.
The Street Beater, all right.
And you didn't get Then Came You.
Right.
Or The Toy Parade, or There's a New Girl in Town, you didn't get it. It's not the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And Falling.
New Girl in Town, one of our callers got, that's Alice.
That's correct, Alice.
All right.
Very good.
The Street Beater, is that Beretta by any chance?
No.
All right. And
you, I know.
Okay, what else for you?
Oh, yeah, okay. I have the epitaphs of some celebrities. I want you to guess who they are. There Goes the Neighborhood, I'm a Writer, But Then Nobody's Perfect, The Entertainer, He Did It All, and I Had a Lover's Quarrel with the World.
Hmm.
And I think that's... Oh, no, I got one more. The most valuable brand names. There are 10. And we've got Apple, Google, Coca-Cola, and Microsoft.
All right.
I need 6 more.
And Pauline?
Okay, so I'm looking for what the first jack-o'-lanterns were made from. I'm looking for the rest of the Billboard's top 10 Halloween tunes. We have the first 3. I'm looking for how Pez got its name. And then I just gave the film, so I don't think I need to do
you're
that
okay
again.
With that.
I think the first jack-o'-lanterns were made of from squash.
The first jack-o'-lanterns were made from turnips.
Exactly.
Turnips, yes.
Turnips.
Yeah. I think I asked
turnips
that
with a coal inside. Yeah. Exactly.
And let's see. I have a list of the five least favorite non-candy. That's non-candy. Five least favorite non-candy food items given out to trick-or-treaters in the U.S. I think this is according to Parents Magazine. So far we have raisins, nuts, and carrot sticks. What are the other two? I have a list of the six hottest-selling celebrity Halloween masks this year. That's 2013. The six favorite celebrity Halloween masks for this year. That's 2013. They're all very well-known people in the public eye, obviously. And I guess I will ask a question. I think it's my turn anyway. 90% of all the pumpkins grown in the U.S. are from this state.
Illinois.
You're right. How'd you know that? I guess you looked it up, huh? Or you look, you came by that fact doing
well,
your research.
Remember my guess for the city?
Yeah?
It was because I knew that they processed something like a huge amount of the pumpkin for the world. Like 85% of the pumpkin that's processed for world consumption comes from there.
Oh, okay.
There's the Libby's plant there.
Oh, all right. And in that case, I have a list of the top five. Now, last week, if you recall, I asked the five best neighborhoods in San Francisco to trick-or-treat. Okay. This week, I will ask the top five cities for trick-or-treating in the United States. And this is based on, this is from Business Insider. This is based on the candy amount you are given when you go to the houses, the how much walking you have to do, because, you know, kids are very lazy and they don't want to walk too far to get a lot of candy. And I think crime data enters into it as well. So these are the top five cities, according to Business Insider, for trick-or-treating in the United States.
Are they major cities?
Mostly? They're all major cities, of course.
Oh.
So I'll give you each a couple of guesses.
L.A.
Well, Boston's a pretty walkable city. Not too.
Boston is one.
Okay.
Very good.
L.A.?
Not L.A.
No. How about Chicago?
Not Chicago.
No, that's too spread out.
But it's parts of it, I think I found Chicago very walkable, but
well, it's flat.
But not all neighborhoods are necessary.
Not Portland.
Massachusetts?
I'm looking for a city.
Boston.
Oh, city, Boston.
You said Boston. Jerry said Boston already. Yeah. All right, so again, I'm looking for the top five cities for trick-or-treating in the U.S., and Boston is one. What are the other four? And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Joe from Omaha.
Oh, hey, Joe Redman. How you doing?
Yes, I got just one question for you.
All right.
And if you don't get it right away, I just have two little tiny hints.
All right.
And who is Movie Lines, and who's, and this ought to be right down your alley, and who said, tell me who said this in what 1940 film comedy? All the girls call me Pilgrim because every time I dance with one, I make a little progress.
Pretty horrible.
I got the hints coming if you don't get it right away.
1940, huh?
Okay. Yes.
Not John Wayne.
No. It's a comedy, 1940. All right, give me a hint, Joe.
Well, it's Paramount.
All right.
I got two hints for you, but it's Paramount.
Is it a Preston Sturges film?
And that's a no. It's still Paramount.
40.
One of your favorites.
It is one of my favorites, huh? Remember the Night?
No, and I'll give it away when I say this, but it's almost in keeping with your theme tonight.
Halloween?
Well, it's in keeping.
Oh, God, this is terrible. I should know this, but I don't.
Well, I'm going to just say it one more time. Tell me who said this in what 1940 film comedy that's a Paramount movie, one individual, the only last hint I'll give you, he's a funny man who said it.
Oh, is it Bob Hope?
It is Bob Hope, and what is the movie?
I see. So is it The Ghostbreakers?
Well, I worked hard for this. You did it.
All right.
Congratulations.
All right, good.
Good one.
Anyway, greetings from Omaha. God bless your heart, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks,
say
Joe.
Say hi to Warren.
I will.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Bye, Joe. And that's Joe Redman. He's a good guy. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
For the songs, is one of them Don't Fear the Reaper?
Yes, that's number six. Good one.
Thank you.
Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult.
And is another song Werewolves of London?
That's
Werewolves of London, number four, Warren Zevon.
Yeah.
Great. And then for the brands, McDonald's and Starbucks?
McDonald's is correct.
Very good.
And then, Starbucks is not on the list.
Okay. And then for the food, is it granola bars?
Not granola bars.
That's a very good guess, though.
Not granola bars, no.
Very good guess.
All right. That's it.
Thank you very much. Good job.
Thanks.
And
he eats granola bars anyway.
Not me.
I never met anybody.
Somebody, apparently.
Yeah, they're out there.
Mm. And Jerry, it's your turn, I believe.
Okay. Did I ask this question? Who was the only woman to lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda? Okay.
You did.
And that was?
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks, okay.
Yes.
Let me see. Sorry to be... floundering around. Okay. No, I'm going to keep floundering. Call on Pauline.
All right, Pauline, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm sticking with the theme, so I might as well use my questions now. What was the largest pumpkin?
You mean how much did it weigh?
How much did it weigh?
Tons and tons.
And where is it right now? Because it was actually this year, so.
Well... there's one out in the lobby that's pretty big. Let's see.
Small.
I think some of them as big as this table.
I think, I don't know if they've gone over 2,000 pounds. Mm-hmm. They have gone over 2,000 pounds. Okay. Well, all right, I'll say 2,600 pounds then.
No, it's less than that.
Less than that? Okay. All right. Well, I guess one wants more than that. How about 2,300 pounds?
No, less than that.
All right. All right.
Okay, here's a question.
All right.
I found one. Since 1775, 1.17 million Americans have died in all wars.
Right.
How many Americans have been killed by firearms since 1968?
You have the NRA down on us in a minute. Since 1968. Okay. And this is in a domestic way. I don't know. It's how many Americans have been killed in firearms domestically.
Yeah, you're not in wars.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. How about...
somehow it's going to be bigger than that.
I don't know. How about 850,000?
No.
All right. Is that too high or too low?
I'm not telling you.
Right. I'm going to say...
I'll give it to you. 1.38 million.
Okay. All right, there you go. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Judy in Berkeley.
Hi, Judy.
I have some guesses for Pauline for the popular Halloween songs.
Oh, yeah.
There used to be all these car wreck songs, like Tell Laura I Love Her.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah. No,
that's a good
how
one.
About the one, I think it's called Patches, where he dates this girl, but then he finds out she's dead.
Oh, I've seen that. No, but it's not on, but yeah, that one's cool.
Okay. How about for a popular brands, KFC or Pepsi-Cola?
No.
All right. Well, I know you don't have the answer, but for the city named after a Roman general became an emperor, but I can't think of the city, but Julius Caesar? I mean, what other generals became emperors? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay. Good night.
Thanks, Judy.
Augustus Caesar.
Augusta. Well, there's Augusta, Maine. Augusta, Georgia. But I think I guessed
Augusta,
Georgia.
Augusta.
I said Augusta right away.
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe you.
So maybe not.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, please. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. This is Brian from Pleasanton.
Hi, Brian.
And I've got a couple of the vampires.
All right.
Oh, good.
From The Hunger, that's both Catherine Deneuve and David Bowie.
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
From Dusk Until Dawn is Salma Hayek.
Yes.
Good.
One of her first roles in an American movie.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
I'm trying for the epitaph.
Yeah.
Yes.
There Goes the Neighborhood. Is that Dorothy Parker?
No, no.
And I hope this...
She allegedly
excuse
wrote...
Excuse my dust.
Excuse my dust.
Oh, that's right.
But that's been later refuted. Okay.
Uh-huh. And so I had a lover's quarrel with the world. That's not Oscar Wilde, is it?
No, no. That's a very famous line from this person's work. I'm surprised someone got it.
I'm ashamed and I'm leaving.
Well, come out on Tuesday if you can, Thomas.
If I beat this cold, I'll be there.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi. It's Greg in Alameda.
Hi, Greg.
The top U.S. brands. Did somebody already guess Microsoft?
Yes, they did.
Okay, how about IBM?
IBM's number 4.
Very good.
Okay, and then General Electric.
That's number 6.
Okay.
We just need the bottom 3 now.
The bottom 3. Are any of them auto brands?
One is.
Okay, how about General Motors?
No.
Ford.
And, no.
No, it'd be Toyota.
Toyota. Oh.
Yeah, okay. And then for the Halloween songs, this is just a wild guess because it just came to mind. That is Highway to Hell.
Yes, it's
a Halloween
number
song?
5. Absolutely.
It is? Oh, okay. Yeah, great.
No, you just got it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. Yes.
Thanks, you. Bye-bye.
Oh, great. We've got the first 6. Top
All right.
6.
Good, good. And next call.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi, Robert. Hi, Karen.
And we would have guessed raisins, except that they're fruit. And you said that no fruit.
Did I say no? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Well, they're barely fruit.
They resemble. They derive from fruit.
Dried withered fruit.
So, guessing on movies, Pauline's question.
Uh-huh.
Horror of Dracula, is that Christopher Lee?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. And Lost Boys, I think that was Kiefer Sutherland.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
And Blade, that was Wesley Snipes.
Yes.
And Pez is derived from the German word, I think, for peppermint.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Peppermint. Right. So they took the first, middle, and last letter and to make Pez. Good. Absolutely.
Good.
Because it was the first flavor.
For Jerry's question about brands, are any of them, are any of the ones left tech brands?
One is.
YouTube?
No.
Yahoo?
No.
Okay. That's what we've got.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye. And you're listening
to
Minds.
Actually, they're both tech brands, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to give us a quick call, you can do that at area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Yeah, hi. This is Terry from Fairfax.
Hi, Terry.
A few things. The brand is one of them, Nestle.
No, it is not.
Oh, okay. The food for Halloween, popcorn balls?
Not popcorn balls.
Oh, shoot. And the city for the Roman generals, one of them would be Cincinnati?
Yes, we did get that one. We don't know the others, though, but that's good.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Popcorn balls are kind of candy, aren't they? They're sweet.
Yeah, they are kind of.
Yeah,
I will say that on the 5 least favorite non-candy food items given out, on Halloween, there's a cookie on one of them is a cookie. Yeah.
Oh. Well, chocolate chip cookie.
No. No. That wouldn't be one of the least
favorite.
Can't be
Oreos. Oh,
least favorite.
Oreos.
Least favorite.
Least favorite, of course.
Snickerdoodles.
No. Oh, I like snickerdoodles. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Well, it's Ruhama again, calling from one of the 5 best neighborhoods to trick-or-treat in.
Yes. 5 best cities, cities.
No, I don't know the cities. I don't know that. But I wonder if one of the cities named after a Roman, not a general, but he was a citizen, is Cicero, Illinois.
Oh,
of course.
Very good. Very good.
Good.
I'll give you that.
Okay. And songs, Halloween songs, Black Magic Woman.
No, though, I love that one.
Or That Old Black Magic. That's a real old
that
one.
Old
yeah.
Black Magic.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but that's not it either, huh?
No.
And I had the turnip, but I lost it.
Oh.
Well,
that's because Dana just jumped in.
Well, he does that.
I do that.
He does that, yeah.
That's
yeah.
The prerogative of the panel.
You know him. You know him too well.
Okay. I don't think I have any. For a brand, I was thinking about Hershey's, but I think it's something more techie and modern.
It is. No, that's not right. No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Did we say IPM?
Huh?
IBM.
We did? Yeah.
Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, it is you.
Oh, great. Hi, this is Joyce from Berkeley.
Hi, Joyce.
And I have a guest for the Billboard Halloween songs. Is the Addams Family theme one of them?
That's very good, though.
I love that one, and it's on other lists, but it wasn't on the Billboard list for this year.
Okay, and then for a brand, I'm not sure if you said it had to be tech, but I thought of Target.
No, it's not Target. It is tech. It doesn't have to be tech, but it is tech.
Okay. And then for one of the trick-or-treat cities, is Seattle one of them?
Oh. Yes, Seattle is one of them. Very good.
Okay, thank you.
That's kind of hilly. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
It's Harry and Susan from Berkeley.
Hi, Harry. Hi, Susan.
Okay, a couple of things. The least favorite non-candies.
Right.
Oranges?
Not oranges.
Okay. The face masks for Halloween.
Yes.
Michael Jackson one?
Not Michael Jackson.
Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Oh, yes, of course.
Right. Good.
in terms of brands, what about Intel?
Intel, Jerry.
Yes.
Very good.
Number 9. Very good. You got one left.
What about Nike?
No.
What about Exxon?
No.
Netflix?
No.
forget that. The cities, the cities where you collect a lot of goodies.
Right.
Let's see. Somebody said Seattle. Portland?
Not Portland.
What about Charleston, South Carolina? It's a small town.
Not that.
Yeah. Okay. San Francisco?
Yes. San Francisco's
really?
Number 1.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
I'll be darned.
In terms of towns where of Romans, what about Seneca, New York?
Oh, that's good. Okay. We don't have the answer in front of us, but that sounds, I like that.
Sounds right.
You like that one? Okay.
I do.
And the question about the weight of the pumpkin, didn't I read that there was one that was 1 ton over in Half Moon Bay this year?
Actually, it was great. Last year there was one that was over a ton, but this year it was even more. It was 2,032 pounds, and it's now actually in New York. It's part of a sculpture in the Botanical Gardens.
Well, 2,032.
Yep.
he should get a bell. That's within 10%.
Right, sure. No, that's right. I say he gets a bell. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll get a bell.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
all right, one
Napa,
more call.
Napa Grown.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Yes, I'm Daniel, and this is cities named after Romans, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, I like that. St. Paul, Minnesota. Excellent. Yeah. You're right.
Oh, good. That's the only one I had.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, time to clean up. What do
we got? TV show theme songs. The Street Beater was a Sanford and Son.
Okay.
Then Came You was Leave It to Beaver. No, I'm sorry.
No, it's not Leave It to Beaver, because I can sing the song
No.
For sure.
Webster.
Webster,
oh,
okay,
that
fine.
Makes sense.
The Toy Parade is Leave It to Beaver.
All right.
And Falling is Twin Peaks.
Okay.
And the last brand name was a Samsung.
Oh.
And the other epitaphs, There Goes the Neighborhood, Rodney Dangerfield.
All right.
I'm a writer, but then Nobody's Perfect. I'm surprised you didn't get that. Billy Wilder.
Okay.
The Entertainer, He Did It All, Sammy Davis Jr., and I Had a Lover's Quarrel with the World, Robert Frost.
All right.
Okay, so the four that were missing from the top 10 Halloween tunes, number 7, Running with the Devil, Van Halen, number 8, Somebody's Watching Me, Rockwell, number 9, Nightmare on My Street, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, and number 10, Dragula by Rob Zombie. And for the, Bram Stoker's Dracula, Gary Oldman, Shadow of the Vampire, Willem Dafoe, Underworld, Kate Beckinsale, and Transylvania, 6, Gina Davis, and Vampire's Kiss, Nicolas Cage.
All right. 5 least favorite non-candy food items given out in the U.S. Raisins, Fig Newtons, nobody got, nuts, carrot sticks, and soda crackers. The
soda crackers.
Favorite celebrity Halloween masks, Charlie Sheen, Michelle Obama, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Kate Middleton, Lady Gaga, and Queen Elizabeth. If we did not get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We do hope you enjoyed the show. We do enjoy bringing it to you. Our panel tonight was author Jerry Nachman and Pauline Teichman. Thank you very much, Pauline. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Debbie Kennedy and Steve Wilcott. Have a great week, everybody. Have a great Halloween. If you come over to my house, I'll give you good candy. And come to the Grand Oaks Restaurant on Tuesday at 7:30 if you want to be in a trivia game. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.